Have you got him on tape?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you know, Larry,
I'm trying to structure it too much. No,
what I'd like to do is, this is testing. I want to be sure, sure. that the machine is operating right. And I'll stop it in a second here, and then we'll get going if it is. Oops. That red light ought to be on. Okay, this is Justice Lawrence Lindemer sitting in a conference room in his law firm's offices, and with him is Roger Lane representing the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society, and we're here to tape some of the reminiscences and observations and commentaries that Justice Lindemer would care to make about his service on the Supreme Court. He went on the Supreme Court in, what was it, June of
1975.
And served through calendar 1976.
Yes.
Justice Lindemer, what was the first thought you ever had about the fact that someday you might serve on the Supreme Court? As a young lawyer, did you aspire to this, or did it come on suddenly later on?
I really hadn't anticipated going on the court, and it was not one of the things that I had as a goal in my life when I started. I enjoyed the practice of law, and I guess to the extent I thought about doing anything else, I thought about doing something in politics rather than on the judiciary.
Did the idea of politics, as you thought of it, did embrace the judiciary?
No, it didn't. It didn't. And I guess I never really thought about it. The death of Justice Kavanaugh came as a surprise to me. I did not realize how ill he was. And
now, this was in April 1975, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I think he... Didn't he die earlier in February, or did he die in April of 75?
I'd have to look it up.
I'm not sure. I thought that maybe he might have died as early as February of 75, but I'm not certain about that. But I was talking to Joyce Braithwaite in the governor's office about another matter, I think, and I said at the time, you know, that's something that might interest me. And she acted surprised because my recollection, Roger, is that the pay at that time was $42,000, which wasn't much, and I was making considerably more than that in the practice of law. And
at that time, you were a partner in this firm.
At that time, I was the... I was... The firm's name at that time was Foster, Lindemer, Swift, and Collins. So I was second to Dick Foster in the firm name. And I'd had a good practice, and things were going well.
This was the largest law firm in town, too, was it not?
Yeah, yeah. It was and is the largest law firm, really, between the Detroit area and Grand Rapids. And it came as a surprise, and then I mentioned it with some degree of casualness, really. Then she got back to me and made some additional inquiries and so forth, and I began to think that if there was a possibility, it was something that I thought I would like to do. Our children had been educated. And while we were nowhere near wealthy, Becky and I didn't have any major financial concerns, and I felt that it was something that I could do, and if I was successful in doing it and stayed on the court, that it would be something that I'd be willing to spend the rest of my legal career on. So I discussed it with very few people, Dick Foster being one. I didn't discuss it with him initially, but when there appeared to be some chance that at least I was being considered, I discussed it with him. And the interesting thing was that in all of the speculation about the appointment of a successor to succeed Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, my name never once surfaced.